Well, the UN's envoy to Iraq has condemned a series of deadly attacks which have killed and injured hundreds of people across the country. Martin Kobler has described as senseless the attacks targeting Muslims praying in mosques or gathering after breaking their fast during the holy month of Ramadan. At least 18 people were killed on Sunday, only a day after Baghdad was hit by a dozen car explosions which left scores of people dead. More than 530 people have lost their lives in similar attacks so far this month. The latest wave of violence has raised fears that the country is sliding back to the brink of a civil war. Well, let's speak to now Sabah Jawad. He's the director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, joining us from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jawad. Now, indeed, Martin Kobler puts it correctly when he says these attacks are extremely senseless. What do you make of this, as specifically considering that these attacks have sharply increased during this holy month of Ramadan?
Yeah, it's been happening actually quite a lot recently in the last few months as well. And we could only speculate about the perpetrators of such crimes, but a lot of people think that it's linked to the event in Syria because terrorism actually ravaging Syria at the moment. And they've got stronger terrorist link between Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda and Nusra in Syria as well. So this, especially after they've been suffering setbacks in Syria, they're trying to open new fronts in Iraq to help each other, if you like. It's been going on, and also the political system is a bit shaky. There is a lot of conflict within political forces in Iraq, which is not helping the situation at all. And we have a situation where the security service seems to be unable to control, and tackle these issues, which indicates actually that security forces itself has been infiltrated by some forces which do not want peace and tranquility in Iraq as well. So,
right, so what do you see next for Iraq? Do you see the country being able to clean up these security forces from within and also unite against the threats that it is facing?
Well, you see, this is the legacy of the occupation of Iraq by the Americans and the British for the past 10 years or so. They created the security system. They recruited a lot of former activists within the security system. There's a lot of people in the security system who do not feel allegiance to the Iraq as such. They have links with regional powers. They are part and parcel of the whole plan to destabilize and divide the Middle East on sectarian lines as well. We see these kind of things happening not only in Iraq, but we see it happening in Syria and recently in Lebanon and elsewhere in the regions. There are a campaign to fragment the Arab societies and to be able to control it properly. And this, what's happening in Iraq and Syria and Lebanon, is a great favor to the Israelis and their plan in the Middle East as well. So, what's happening in Iraq is part and parcel of what's happening in the Middle East.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Sabah Jawad, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, joining us on the line from London. Mr. Jawad, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.